Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. I want to welcome everyone back to the studio. Eric the Tech is leave of absence stopped today, so welcome back, Eric the Tech.
Back, so everybody can stop crying.
Yeah, there were actual tears shed. There were rending of garments. There was unbelievable things happening with your absence. So Eric the Tech has developed a cult following, and I've got to say it's a cult. No. Come on, man. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, Eric the Tech is also known as, what's that? Corn Pop. Yeah. Corn Pop.
Oh, Captain Corn Pop?
Yeah. Corn Pop.
Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys.
That's right. And there, if the left would have it, there is, Joe Biden, the president. He's not the president. He's not the president elect. I've got a good show lined up for you.
He's the other today. P word.
He is. P pads and knee pads. They're not going to see the White House.
I was going to say puppet, but.
Well, he's a puppet. Beijing Biden.
Lots of P's. Okay.
Yeah.
Lots of P names. PP.
You've been off too long. Which he asked me for hazard pay because that is my daughter and he deserves it. But with me is my colleague and my co-host, Randy Taylor. That's right. And I appreciate him joining me. We have a little programming, difference today. Stan Dale will not be on, due to a scheduling situation. Okay. So, if you're tuning in for Stan, he's not going to be on today, but it's a scheduling issue and,
he'll be here next week though, right?
Yeah, as far as I know, you know, again, we're talking about things that are happening in real time, happening to real people, happening in real time, and people just have scheduling conflicts. So,
I'd say since he's not coming on, click on that EMP Shield banner.
There you go.
Next to our video to support him.
Yes. If you go to HagmanReport.com, click on the banner that takes you to the videos and then, once you're there, you'll see a banner. Excuse me while I just get cleaned up here. Hair and makeup. Stop the hammering. All right. So, Lawrence O'Donnell, stop that. Okay. But yeah, next to the, if you go to HagmanReport.com, click on the banner on top, you'll see right above the stories. And then click on that banner and it'll take you to the videos. Now, folks, I need to ask you this sincerely. Please do us a favor. With every video on YouTube that we put up, I put up there, please subscribe to us on Rumble. All right. Because there will be one day when you will click on that link for YouTube and nothing will be there. It's not if, it is when. Now, if you like this show, please support us, but also subscribe to us on Rumble. Don't just bookmark the Rumble, subscribe to it. You might have to, I don't know, if it requires you to make an account there, you know, much like YouTube, go ahead and do it because you're supporting an independent broadcast. Thank God they're there. So please subscribe to us on Rumble. We should have, and I'm serious, we should have a quarter of a million subscribers on Rumble. We had a quarter of a million, on YouTube. They took away roughly in aggregate 50,000. We're down to 176,000, I think it is. So please, if you like the show, subscribe to us on Rumble. That's where
we're doing pretty good there.
Well,
we've got 2,000. Yeah. Really, we just signed up. So that number should go
right
quick.
Right.
Especially when we get permanently banned.
Yeah, and we
from
will.
The YouTube.
Yeah.
Another P word.
Yeah. It's a cat function. All right. This is all about, folks, if you haven't figured this out already, what we're enduring right now, it is the globalists versus the nationalists. This is not about Republican or Democrat. This is not about, really, it's not even about conservatives versus liberals or communists. This is about the globalists, which includes the communists and includes the Muslims. It includes all of the isms out there.
Isms.
Randy, hearing from Randy. Yeah, but it includes all of that. And it's, you know, America first. There's a thing about America first. In other words, America should be first. If you are an American, it's America first. If you're a Canadian, it's Canada first. If you're in UK, it's UK first. I mean, it makes sense. You don't subjugate your entire country to another foreign power.
What if you're from Kenya?
Then it's Kenya first.
Kenya first.
Yeah. Let's bring it. Randy, come on. Come on.
Hey, buddy.
Let me see.
How are you today? Hello,
not
all.
Bad. Are you growing out that beard?
Yeah, actually, I am. It's Christmas time coming, so, you know, I got to do the Santa thing, man.
You got a Santa hat?
Yeah, I got a Santa hat right here. It's little, but
that's before your gut as big as it did.
Yeah. Okay. All the positive emails just wrecked it. A little big headed these days. And thanks for the great emails, folks. I've been a lot of them. You guys get me laughing and, on a stressful day. Some of those emails are fantastic. And, Doug and I share them with each other.
Oh,
and, there's been some dandies coming in.
Randy Taylor at HagmanReport.com. Again, he's my colleague and co-host, and
I'm his longtime co-conspirator.
Co-conspirator is right. You know, although the statute of limitations on much of what we've done have expired.
Fortunately.
Yes. Go ahead.
That's why I'm growing the beard, so they don't recognize me.
Well, yeah. Well, wear a mask.
I will. Right. Yeah. In my house. Yeah.
In your house. Oh, okay. And make sure you tape it too. I like the look of the taping. Yes. I've seen people who do that. I don't even know what to say to that, but you know,
that's what we do when I take you out. Just duct tape your face.
You know, I've always wondered why that was. And you know, he straps my arms this way
fell over one day. I had to get the pocket knife out.
I tell you what, not only that, you know,
cut a little slit and then he got yelled at for that.
I know.
He had a hole in his mask.
But the other thing too is they wheel me out on one of those hand trucks, you know, and stand me straight up and
Worry, it was properly sanitized.
But when you're taped up like that, how do you eat your croakies?
Croakies, yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm never gonna live that down. Croakies, you know,
never.
Yeah, I think I sent Jack Posobiec thing about pierogies and croakies. And anyway, Jack Posobiec, a friend of mine and of course very active in Washington DC politics, One American News, which by the way you should be watching instead of any other network. However, Randy, I've got to address this because so I think people need to understand that you were doing some research and you sent me a video which we're going to get to. It's dated, in other words, it was during the summer, but it speaks to what we're going through. But I think people need to understand exactly what the hell is happening here.
And if they were that, keep this in mind, people were that tense in the summertime, you could see what's coming.
Exactly.
This is brewing. This is a general consensus of what the attitude is across the United States with the people that aren't sucked up and government dependent. Right. And living with, you know, and living this COVID dream for the government.
All right. Well, you know what? Since you said that, let's go ahead and cue that, that video up. I think it's video D. I'm not sure.
It was on, I picked it up off of Twitter. Canadian Girls 99 had posted it.
Right. But I sent it to, Eric the Tech. It's that, you know which one?
It's ready.
Okay. All right, let's show this, and then I'm going to step back, and I'm going to say something, and then I'm going to turn it over to you. Go ahead and show this.
Zapata, I wasn't going to speak. I was asked to speak here, you know, Sheriff, good to see you. I'm telling you guys, I'm pretty appalled at what's going on. You know, at first we sat as concerned citizens that we all wanted to figure out how to best navigate our way through this whole COVID thing, you know. And as we realized that it's not quite as dangerous as we thought it'd be, you know, I was absolutely appalled at the cowardice, you know. And as you're sitting there with your masks on, I don't blame you for wearing masks, because I'd be hiding my face too if I was you for what you're doing. This is absolutely horrendous what you're doing to these people. I'm a business owner, and I'm telling you, our families are starving. You know, you guys can sit here with your jobs. You can sit here and you're going to get paid. You can fall asleep in your chair like that gentleman's doing behind his mask right there, okay? And I'm telling you right now that right now we're being peaceful. And you better be happy that we're good citizens, that we're peaceful citizens. But it's not going to be peaceful much longer, okay? And this isn't a threat. I'm not a criminal. I've never been a criminal. But I'm telling you, good citizens are going to turn into real concerned and revolutionary citizens real soon. And nobody else is going to say that. I'm probably the only person that has the balls to say what I'm saying right now. That we're building, we're organizing, and we'll work with law enforcement or without law enforcement. But you won't stop us when time comes, because our families are starving. And if you don't hear the seriousness of my voice, I hope you open your ears and you absolutely listen to what I'm saying. Because this is a warning for what's coming. It's not going to be peaceful much longer. It's not going to be rah-rah. It's not going to be speeches. It's not going to be gathering outside saying a Pledge of Allegiance. It's not going to be waving flags. It's going to be real. When you've seen the things that I've seen, I went to war for this country. I've seen the ugliest, dirtiest part of humanity. I've been in combat, and I never want to go back again. But I'm telling you what, I will to save this country. If it has to be against our own citizens, it will happen. And there's a million people like me, and you won't stop us. Open the county. Let our citizens do what they need to do. Let owners of businesses do what they need to do to feed their families. Take the masks off. Quit masking and muzzling your children. The psychological damage you're doing to them is horrible. I've had 6 friends kill themselves since it's happened. Veterans who lost their jobs. How do you feel about being complicit perpetuating that? The greatest toast ever perpetuated on the American people. And you're part of it by wearing your masks. In Shasta County, we're supposed to be red country up here. Not blue country, we're red country up here. You guys know that. I mean, you claim to be conservatives, maybe you're not. Maybe you're liberals, I don't know. But by God, we're Americans. And remember that. Take your masks off. Quit muzzling yourselves. Join us. Fight with us against what's going on in Sacramento. It's a travesty. Thanks.
Definitely a mic drop moment, I believe. And thanks for sending that again. That I don't believe that was done. I think that was done in the summer. But nonetheless, the message is the same. Folks, yeah. We are reaching critical mass. And, you know, notice how they weaponized the coronavirus or the response to the coronavirus to the election. And notice what was born out of that response. The drop boxes, which, by the way, were funded by $400 million by Mark Zuckerberg. Facebook. Do you understand, folks? Do you get this? Mark Zuckerberg spent more than the federal government for state elections alone by himself through his organizations. Including the Center for Technical and Community Life, I believe it is, CTCL, to pay for the drop boxes, to enter into private/government agreements and partnerships, these consent agreements, binding consent agreements, binding the communities to you accept the money, you are bound then to the HAVA, the Help America Vote Act, okay? And you're also bound to a 161-page consent decree that tells these polling places that you cannot look into the machines or under the hood for the source code about how we tabulate votes. And, oh, I should say, by the way, how these votes are tabulated, we got a good look at how they were tabulated. You know how? Tell you how. In Antrim County in Michigan, the ASOG group, ASOG group, went in there. 22 machines. All right. Let me see here. Let me just get this right, and then I'm going to turn it over to Randy. But I will tell you this. 22 townships, 22 townships, 22 USB drives, machines, the Allied Security Operations Group, ASOG, 7 people, 4 men, 3 women, 8 hours of forensic examination, downloading the stuff from the machines. Now, we don't have the results yet. They're talking among themselves, but we know that there were 22 USB drives for each one of those 22 voting machines, one master that dumps all the 22 onto this one USB drive. They couldn't find the master USB drive. Oh, they finally found it unsecured in a junk drawer in that location. But here it is. In Michigan, again, they said, okay, and this is other states as well, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh. This is Michigan. This is Georgia, and especially Georgia. There's a white-hot fight going on down there. But the fact of the matter is, they signed on to a 161-page master contract with Dominion, and that brings in HAVA, the grant money also paid, that links to contract with Dominion. And a lot of this money, in addition to the HAVA grant money, came from $400 million came from Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook, which shouldn't even be flipping legal. And you've got these laws that are changed in these states, including Pennsylvania, Act 77, which goes against the Pennsylvania Constitution, which goes against the United States Constitution, changing the laws midstream, changing how they count the votes, changing how they collect the votes, changing everything, and the left says, oh, nothing to see here. There's no fraud here. Well, that's a bunch of crap, because there is. And here's the other thing. Did you know your vote, when you vote on those Dominion machines, this was found. Atrium County was just found. You're not counted as votes. You think one vote, one person, one vote, you put it in the machine and it comes out one vote? No. And you're saying, oh yeah, well, I know this because it's fractional voting. But how could it be that way? Because the votes are not counted as votes, but 3-digit fractions, and your vote isn't counted as a vote. Your vote is counted as a point assigned to a candidate. Really? Somebody explain the sensibility of that to me. So let's take a step back here. You had the coronavirus. The response to the coronavirus, we need lockdowns. We need them now. The blue states get locked down. The governors, the secretaries of state. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, independent, blue, green, purple. It doesn't matter. Everything's locked down in the blue states. They bring in these drop boxes. There's no chain of custody for drop boxes. None that can be produced. Oh, wait, hang on. Georgia. Yeah, I forgot that, Georgia. They're down there in Georgia fighting. Georgia responded to a petition for the chain of custody for drop boxes. You know when they offered to the Secretary of State, by way of the Secretary of State, you know when they offered to give up the chain of custody forms on the drop boxes? January 19th at midnight. You don't think there's hanky-panky going on? You don't think that Donald Trump won this election? That man talking there, that you saw, you probably don't remember now because I'm yapping, but the fact of the matter is, he's speaking for everyone, and he's speaking not just, in this case, not just about the virus. He's speaking about what Americans are seeing, at least the rational, sensible thinking Americans are seeing, and we're tired of it. And you know, we're not going to let this country go to a bunch of scumbag communists. We're not. Randy Taylor is not. I'm not. Eric the Tech is not. By God, we're not. And if you, in my view, if you are a Christian, you get off your butt. Yeah, pray all of the time. But you've got a responsibility, not just to yourself, but to your offspring. And if you don't have any offspring, then to the people who came before you and gave their lives to establish this country, it is up to you, conservatives, Christians, to get out there and to say enough is enough. Do you know why? And this is happening in Georgia. this is how, because in, or, let's see, where is this? I want to make sure I've got this right. I think it's in Georgia. 34 Republican Senate seats in Georgia. That's correct. 106 Republican, House seats in Georgia. There's a petition going around to sign. Okay. 29 Republican Senate signatures are needed. 91, House signatures are needed. They're not going to get them. You know why? You know why? Because they don't have any balls. They don't, they're gutless cowards. You know why? You know what was said? Well, I don't want to be doxxed. I don't want to be harassed. The left has threatened to send in Antifa and BLM to Georgia. I didn't sign up for that. Folks, you better understand that we're in the fight of our lives. And, oh, one last thing. I did a show on Sunday. Special report. And I told you, I opened the show and said that there were elements of the Trump campaign that put out the, and you can see this, have put out the word to various alternative media sites. The dates, the safe harbor dates don't matter. They're not in the Constitution. That's what Sunday's program is all about. They are arbitrary dates. The only date that matters is at noon on January 20th, 2021. Until then, we stay fighting. We keep fighting. Now, getting back to that video, that's some pretty well sums up how Americans are feeling. And I'm speaking this way because you know what? I don't want violence. I don't want to see violence. I won't run from it, but I don't want to see it. But if we don't take care of this through the legislatures, through the legal means, and if people don't grow up here, the men and the women, if they don't, you know, have some semblance of guts, there will be bloodshed. I don't want that. Randy, I'm going to turn it over to you while I take my blood pressure medication.
It's a mess, buddy. There's a lot going on right now with this, with the elections still. It's going to keep going. I'm not sure what the answer is. I think it'll end up in front of the Supreme Court. I'm hoping that that there's enough evidence, and not from a criminal standpoint, but what we spoke before, from a procedural standpoint, people having their rights violated, that's where the Supreme Court will come in. Is rights violations, that hopefully 5 or 6 of the states in contention will be blown out of the Electoral College, meaning their votes wouldn't count. Or
did you see I apologize. I know you saw the Texas,
yes.
Lawsuit. Okay.
Yes. Which is really, really pretty cool. And I'd like to see some other states do that. And it has nothing to do with their state. They're really filing against the system. But the system's broken. This has to be fixed, or as Doug just mentioned. There's going to come to a point where there's no alternative. And that gentleman that was in the video, he's just one person out of at least 75 million people we know, probably closer to 125 million, maybe 150 million, that are absolutely fed up. The masks and the shutdowns are crap. And the thing that really gets my blood boiling about it is the people that are mandatory demanding it are people that no matter what are going to draw a paycheck. And that in itself is wrong because we're going into Christmas. This is the Christmas season. Okay. Retailers are feeling this. Right. Small business owners are being wiped out in record numbers, wiped out. They don't have a chance. Families are being destroyed financially. People are losing houses, cars. They've lost their income. What do you think's going to happen? You push people far enough. You heard what the gentleman said in the video. He's lost 6 veteran buddies to suicide. Well, that's going to happen. But what are you going to do about the 106 that he knows that aren't going to commit suicide, but are going to commit homicide? You know, I mean, and they're not going to come after other people. They're going to go after the politicians. Are you people stupid? I mean, you're painting a target on yourselves through stupidity. This, you know, here's where I'm at on masks. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. Okay? Just like the left claims with abortion, my body, my choice. You want to wear a mask? Wear a mask. That's cool. But I just don't see where constitutionally they can make it mandatory. I don't see it. That's a wartime act. That's a martial law type of act. These states don't have the power to do it. The federal government doesn't have the power to do it, but they're doing it. And when people resist, they're being punished. That tells you where the country's at today. We're in deep trouble. I don't know. I really don't know how else to say it. We've got, you know, look at these names keep coming up. Zuckerberg, Soros, Gates. Where do these billionaires think that suddenly they run something? You know, when you get up in the morning, hopefully you put your pants on like I do. Now I understand Zuckerberg probably puts his on backwards. But where do these people get off? You have billions of dollars, so now suddenly you're God? Is it a God complex? I don't, and I just don't even know where to go with this. But I admire the guy in the video. And I'm glad he speaks up and he said what's on his mind, because what he said in that video, and that's from the summer, is it's 1,000 times that now. It's more than that. And maybe they don't realize what they've bitten off more than they chew. You grab the tiger by the tail, sooner or later that tiger is going to swing around and swipe at you. And that guy in the video, he's not coming after me. He's not going after Doug. He's not after you. He's after the oppressors. And we're being oppressed. I don't care how you slice it and dice it. You know, your rights have been taken away and being told you can't visit loved ones during Christmas. What?
Randy, Randy, to emphasize your point, if I may indulge or ask for your indulgence.
Please.
Folks, I don't know how many people have seen this. Just like that man in the video you sent. Have you seen this? I wanted to punch somebody. I wanted to kick something. I wanted to cry, because this is America, and we don't curl up in a fetal position. But I ask you to watch this. Randy, I know you saw this video. I don't know if a lot of our listeners and viewers saw this. Maybe they did. Let's show this real quick. It's just a 2-minute thing, I think. It's about a woman who has a restaurant in California. And she's just beside herself. She's losing everything. And, you know, gruesome out there, gruesome Newsome. Says, no, you can't open. You're shut down. I mean, just watch this real quick, and then you can comment on this. She owns that restaurant.
So this is my place, the Pineapple Hill Grill and Saloon. If you go to my page, you can see all the work I did for outdoor dining, for tables being 7 feet apart. And I come in today because I'm organizing a protest, and I came in to get stuff for that. Good. And I walk into my parking lot, and obviously Mayor Garcetti has approved this. Has approved this being set up for a movie company.
Now, they told her that she could not have outside dining. That's why she said
I'm
protest.
Losing everything. Everything I own is being taken away from me. And they set up a movie company right next to my outdoor patio, which is right over here. And people wonder why I'm protesting and why I have had enough. They have not given us money and they have shut us down. We cannot survive. My staff cannot survive. Look at this.
The visuals are stunning. Just take a look at that.
Tell me that this is dangerous, but right next to me as a slap in my face. That's safe. This is safe.
Hers is
50 feet away. This is dangerous. Mayor Garcetti and Gavin Newsom is responsible for every single person that doesn't have unemployment, that does not have a job, and all the businesses that are going under. And we need your help. We need somebody to do something about this.
Okay, you can turn that off. You can watch the rest on our channel. Randy,
what she said at the very last sentence is the problem. We need somebody to do something about this. And no one in the government is coming to her aid. And we discussed this before. This lies with the authorities. They need to fix this. And that Governor Newsom is an ass. He is absolutely an ass. He's still drawing a paycheck. This young lady here is losing everything she has. That movie company, when you're talking about movies, you're talking about millions and millions, tens of millions, sometimes hundreds of millions of dollars. But it's okay for them. So you can guarantee they made some kind of donation to the Gruesome Newsom. Look, folks, I don't know what the answer is on it. I know what the answer is, but I'm not going to say it because I don't want it on me. We're getting into bad times here. Somebody needs to do something. California, as far as the legislators and all, is shot. Look at the pansy-ass lineup you got out there. And starting with Pelosi and my favorite little non-citizen, I should say non-natural born citizen, Ted Lieu, who should not be in Congress. All the way down to, look at all of them, Matt Waters, all of them. Look down the line. Look at their cities, the dumps that they live in, the dumps that they ask their people to live in. And these people keep voting these asshats back into power. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. Okay. You should be dragging them out of their offices and making them go to work at McDonald's or something. Oh, I'm sorry. Your McDonald's is closed, so we can't send you there. But this, things are so far out of hand. It's unbelievable. And everybody says, we're presenting evidence of election fraud and we're doing this and we're doing that and blah, 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 blah. And nobody's listening. That's the thing. Nobody's listening. This clown, William Barr, has abandoned us. Everybody is abandoning the American people. And that's the thing. I don't get it. We're just sitting around letting this go on. That's the part that floors me. I don't get it. And at this point, I don't know. People email me all the time, Randy, what do we do? Randy, what do I do? What should we do? I can't say it because I really don't want to spend the rest of my life in prison. It scares me knowing what needs to be done.
Well, you know, we had a conversation about that yesterday.
We've had conversations. All I can tell you, and it's like I told Doug, all you can do is look at history.
Yep.
And I live for history. History, besides this right here, besides this, history is your best guide. Because between that and history, if you haven't learned anything, you're done. You're over. We're at that abyss. We're staring into it. And I know we have these people out there that talk about the plan, trust the plan. I don't trust any plans. Okay, because right now your plans are garbage. Now, I sincerely hope, and I back President Trump 110%, 150%, 200%, whatever, to my dying breath, I back Donald Trump. And I'll tell you why I back Donald Trump. I mean, I love the rallies, you know, the Trump rallies and go Trump go and blah, blah, blah. It's not about President Trump. It's about America and our way of life. And we have one guy. I'm going to go deeper into that. Not one guy, but we have the man at the top. Okay. That is doing everything to stay within the legal limits. And I'll give him that, because that turd that was in there previously would have already enacted martial law and there would have been already problems. Okay. Without allowing the system to work it out, because that's the type of person that Barack Hussein Obama was, still is. George W. Bush, same thing. Either one of those would have already been a bigger problem than there is today. But I'm going to give President Trump this. He's appealing to legislators. He's appealing to governors. He's appealing to the people involved in the Electoral College. He's appealing to law enforcement. He's appealing to judges. He's appealing to God. When all of those fail, all the people that he's asked legally to please intervene and save the country, save the actual foundations of the United States, the Constitution, and the people, and they fail to do something, I say whatever happens, President Trump will have a clean conscience. And I back him 110%. Because if this election, and don't give me the you're a Trumper and all that, kiss my butt. Okay? Here's where I'm at. I'm a United States citizen, born and raised, served in the military, vested interest in the country. When Al-Qaeda decided they were going to kill people, I was just a regular citizen that loved his country. And I took the next 10 years of my life and devoted it to protecting this country of my own accord. Was I asked to do it? Yes. I didn't have to. Okay. It wasn't like there was a paycheck in it. I spent close to $500,000 of my money, my family's money, that I spent, that I worked very hard for, because I believed in the United States of America. And how dare someone, in this case, foreign and domestic, come in here and attack my country and kill my fellow citizens. As soon as you cross those lines, oh, you screwed up with me. And I spent, Doug can attest to it, together, him and I, spent time and money and forsaked our families, vacations, interfered with our jobs and our businesses. I mean, we took hits because we believe in our country. We love the United States of America, and I love the people in it. And even, listen, you lefties, I don't agree. And I'm not talking about the crap at the top. I'm talking about the citizens, the people next door, the guy down at the grocery store. Listen, man. I love you. I don't agree with you. But I've also gone to great measures in my life to make sure that you had the right to be an asshat. okay? Because that's what makes it all work. There's always two sides to every argument. But the people at the top that have manipulated you and try every day to manipulate the rest of us and try and convince you people that you're free thinkers and progressives have done such a wicked job of brainwashing you into the oblivion of stupidity, okay, that we have, once again, just like I did in 2001, I got to step in and save your ass. Okay, because back after 9/11, it wasn't, you know, everybody on 9/11 and on 9/12 was ready to go to war. We were ready to knock them dead. And within, oh God, it was within months, we suddenly had this big, let's kiss every Muslim's ass on the planet party. And, oh, Muslims aren't, oh, it's just a few that hijacked Islam. We lose sight of what's important and the ones that want to hurt us. We suddenly believe because a few people in the government said, well, Islam isn't bad and Muslims aren't bad, that that makes all the sins go away. You people have got to quit being manipulated. Okay, and I'm not talking to our regular listeners. Our regular listeners know this, but I get these people. We see them in their little comments on YouTube and all. So I know that there's the stray dogs that wander in our yard, okay? And that's cool. Welcome. Please, close the gate when you leave, okay? But you're being snow-jobbed by the people you've put your trust in. And it's really sad. It's sad because you're cool with the election. Oh, the election's good. And you're like, oh, I'm tired of hearing stop the steal. Well, if you're tired of hearing it, do something about it. Meaning, welcome an audit. Welcome investigations. This is the democratic process. We've done it in prior elections. But when your hatred of a man who's done nothing but give to this country overrides your good judgment, you got problems. You have mental issues. Now, I'm not calling you a retard. That's not what I'm saying. And that's a bad word for me to use. That's not what I'm saying. But your logic is challenged. No one should look back, sit back and look at this election and thank God for the people on the left that are actually, and I'm seeing some now that are actually going, wait a minute, something's wrong here. Because videos don't lie. When the people leave the room and the suitcases come out and the ballots start getting counted like crazy, even a hardcore lefty would look at that and go, wow, what if that had been against Biden and for Trump? Shoe on the other foot. And that's, we're talking about American. If you truly love this country and everything we stand for, forget Republican, forget Democrat, forget independent, whatever, libertarian or whatever. Forget it. You're an American. That's it. You got up this morning, put your pants on, you're an American. See that flag behind me? That flies everywhere. It's an American flag. So that represents all of us. You should be concerned with this election and how it was carried out. You know why? It could have been your guy that took the hit. And how do you know 4 years from now? I mean, if everything is up for grabs, and considering we've got billionaires sinking millions of dollars into election and election fraud, this Zuckerberg, this piece of crap, okay? I mean, I just, the guy, every time I hear him or see him, to me, he looks like, I'm not going to say what he looks like. He's not an honest man. He's not. And Doug can tell you this from investigations, and I've done many investigations, interviews and things. You can look a person in the eye, and you can tell an awful lot about him. And that comes very quickly. That comes very quickly. And when I see Zuckerberg looks like, I don't know, like a Nazi test tube baby or something. I don't know. It's just something. Look at the guy. He doesn't look right. He doesn't speak right. He speaks too generically. And that bothers me for a guy that's supposed to be this whiz kid that is now a billionaire because of Facebook. He's too generic.
The hearings. I didn't want to take you up a stride, but the hearings.
Yeah.
Just look at, watch him. Senator, you know, something that requires a yes or no answer. And this just trips my trigger every time. You know, if I'm talking to somebody across the table and I need to find out some information, and all, you know, were you at this place at this time doing this? Yes or no? I mean, Senator, I can answer that question, but, you know, and then there's 5 minutes of unrelated crap that comes is spewed from his, you know, mouth.
And it's distraction, and it's really irrelevant crap. That's the thing. It's irrelevant. It's spoken in generics, but it's to, like, build a wedge into what the real question was. You can't get a straight answer out of the guy.
Yeah.
Exactly. And he's in this up to his eyeballs. The problem that we have, if Donald Trump does not get back into office, this problem will not be solved. I'm sorry for tapping on the table. I know people go, hey, quit. Hey, I didn't click my pen. Okay. I put it way over here. But every now and then I will tap on the table because I get perturbed and I wish it was somebody's forehead. This whole thing scares me. If Donald Trump doesn't get back in office, there will be no investigations into what really happened. This will all peter out. This will turn into Hunter Biden's laptop. It'll all just go away. Okay? It'll be business as usual. Biden will get into office. Biden will get 25th Amendment blown out, or he'll pass away in office. I mean, come on, the guy damn near broke his leg lifting his dog's tail, playing with his dog's butt. So,
at 3 o'clock in the morning in the shower.
Yeah, I mean, what, does the guy need Secret Service in the shower too? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
Yeah, exactly. His dog's name's probably Corn Pop. Anyway, look at what we're going into. I really want you, people have got to forget Biden in the picture. Biden's going to do enough damage in just a few weeks in office, signing us back up with the Paris Accord and this and that. He's going to sit there and try and reverse a bunch of things that Donald Trump did. They're going to go through executive orders and blah, 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 blah. So he'll do his damage and then he's gone. He's out. If anybody that thinks Biden's going to be president for 4 years is drunk and disorderly. There's no way. Okay. That's like thinking Jimmy Carter's going to be president for 4 years. These two are going to be sitting in a rocking chair somewhere, spitting peanut shells down their shirt, and talking about the good old days and all the years they were in politics and didn't accomplish a damn thing. Yep. Uh-huh. That's what we're looking at. So what's next? Then you got Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris. She couldn't run a Dairy Queen. Okay. Without casualties.
Without casualties.
That's what I'm saying. There would be there. she's lost. All right. And now this is what you're talking about. If Biden's gone, she becomes president. I want you people. This should scare you even if you're a liberal Democrat. Kamala Harris as president. Stop and think about that for a minute. Let's not think about that. Who would be, and then who is going to be vice president? Who would slide into the White House next? Or, you know, in the secondary office? Nancy Pelosi. Could you even try
Possibly, but, you know, yeah.
Okay, possibly.
And if not
Pelosi, what other great wise leader on the left do we have?
Michelle Obama, you know, I'm sure. Or Hillary even. Why not?
Oh, man.
See, I mean, you know, what you're speaking to is.
Oh, you're giving me a headache. Where's my duct tape?
Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
My head's about ready to explode. People. Donald Trump has to stay in office. This is plain and simple.
Well,
okay.
And you're right. And see, okay.
Oh, man.
Look, we have got, okay, just kind of going back a little bit. You were talking about this. We have sufficient evidence in at least four states, if not more, that the illegal votes would overturn the results of the election. I mean, in Georgia alone.
Which was the first stipulation that every time they brought something up, they said, well, it doesn't matter because it's not enough to overturn the election.
Right.
Now, as you just said, they've produced the evidence. We're going to step up, yep. Produce the evidence that there are enough votes to overturn the election. Problem we have, still nobody's listening. We've got these Obama-appointed judges that are blowing this stuff out. It's not even... I mean, it's like, raise your right hand, swear, get out of my courtroom.
Yeah. And
I mean, that's about the extent of the examination process by the judge.
Well, okay. And to that point, if you'll indulge me with yet another video, to that point, I don't know how many people watched Tucker Carlson last night. I don't know how many people have turned off Fox News for good and threw out the good with the bad. I don't know. But if you haven't seen this on social media tonight, I'm sure you need to watch this. But you need to watch the video, the core video that Tucker Carlson is playing, because this is from an 18-minute video. And if you wonder why, for example, Georgia, I'm just using Georgia as an example because it's a blatant example. You've got the counties down there, and you got the governor, you got Kemp, throwing everything in the face of President Donald Trump. Kemp wouldn't exist, in my view, without President Trump. Then you've got the Secretary of State.
Trump got him into office.
Yeah. And the Secretary of State as well. But if you're wondering why these governors, remember the Pompeo speech in front of the 50 state governors, and Pompeo saying, look, we've been monitoring China's communications. We know each one of you has been raided. He's talking to the governors. Each one of you has been raided by China as favorable or, you know, in the middle or not favorable or whatever. But we've got your names. And in addition to that, the people, and I'm going to Georgia again, because again, this is one of the biggest states, of fraud, election and voter fraud. And they're two separate things. But you say, well, what's behind this Republican, especially Republican initiative to, oh, let's just move on. Well, Tucker Carlson, and indulge me again. Tucker Carlson went into this, and this is by courtesy of Fox News, went into this, and I think this explains a lot. And it goes back, look, it goes back to the Nixon era, but it goes back, it goes to Kissinger. Why do you think Donald Trump got booted Kissinger, finally? Why, this is the reason, but the governors, and this also ties into the first video. What about the Chinese Communist Party? I'm telling you, this is all related. Listen, we'll just play a few minutes of Tucker, and you'll get the idea. Go ahead, and when you're ready, play it.
We want to start tonight with evidence, with a remarkable video. This video was recorded a little over a week ago, on November 28th. The man you're about to see speak is a professor from Beijing called Di Dong Cheng. The video comes from an appearance that he made on a Chinese television show about Wall Street and international trade. Di Dong Cheng works at Renmin University in Beijing. He is also, like so many in academia in China, a servant of his country's government. This video was deleted from Chinese social media soon after being uploaded, and there's a reason for that, as you'll see.
If you're listening to this by radio, 全部是总统吵架，从未和。两个也是那个的。从美国，把这儿我抛出一个可能又要是暴论了，就是因为咱们上边有人。就是我们在美国的权势核心圈啊，我们有我们的老朋友。
There's a lot of garbage floating around the internet right now, a lot of fake things. That video is real, and those subtitles are accurate. We checked today with two different Chinese speakers and confirmed that. What he just said, what you just read on the screen, tells the story. This is as close to a smoking gun as we have ever seen. Quote, we have people at the top of America's core inner circle of power and influence. According to the man you just saw, that has been true for decades. So who are these people and how many of them work in our media and in our government? Well, he didn't say precisely. At one point in the video, he described a Chinese agent working as a vice president at, quote, a top Wall Street financial institution. I can't say more, he explained, without making political trouble. Di Dongsheng did tell his audience that one agent in particular was especially useful, and he goes on at some length about her. He describes her as an American who's lived abroad for many years, who is now a Chinese citizen. And this seems to baffle him a little bit. The Chinese government doesn't allow dual citizenship. Why would they? Why would anyone? Di Zhongsheng seems pleased that the U.S. government is foolish enough to allow it. He explains that this American agent, who lives at least part of the year in Beijing, helped the Chinese government with a propaganda operation in the city of Washington in 2015. And he goes on to describe that in some detail. The Obama administration was easy to manipulate, he suggests. They helped. The Chinese had many friends among the Obama people. The problem came when Donald Trump was elected. After that, he says, everything changed.
现在就过去这个30年，过去40年，我们在美国的他的这个利用他权势核心圈，是不是？我前面讲过，华尔街在1970年代开始对美国。
All right, I'm going to kick it over to Randy. I think folks should get the idea. And you can watch the entire clip at Fox News. But I think you get the idea. We've been sold out to the Communist Chinese Party. And isn't it interesting? Randy, I find it very interesting that the very people who are Communist Chinese Party agents in our government have accused Donald Trump of being an agent for the Russian government.
That's a distraction. Well, that always was a distraction.
Right. But you can see what is not a distraction is what this guy is saying. This guy is saying, look, we own, we own the people in the United States.
Well, Bill Clinton put a price tag on the United States.
Right.
And they certainly agreed to the price and bought it.
Yep.
This goes back to Clinton. Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. They should be doing time, plain and simple. No, I'm not joking. They should be incarcerated. One thing, you hear all these Democrats get up, and I rip them all the time when they get up and start quoting scripture and this and that, especially that walking, never mind, Ted Lieu. And Nancy Pelosi, these are two of them that drive me nuts with their when they start talking scripture.
Did Ted Lieu do something to you personally? I just need to know, man. I mean, did he come over and slap you or, you know?
No, because if he had slapped me, we would have had, he would have been under a flag, okay? No, Ted Lieu did not slap me.
Okay. You bring him up.
I just can't stand, and I'll tell you why I can't stand him. He wasn't born here. So he shouldn't be in office as far as I'm concerned. Okay. He was born.
Well, neither was Ilhan Omar.
Thank you. But here we have these two pieces of human excrement that are trying to destroy our way of life. And Ted Lieu, he happens to be, you know, Chinese. It's just weird. I don't like him. The best thing for me to do is just never be around the guy. Okay, I can't stand him. All right, but he quotes some of the Bible quotes that he said just absolutely infuriate me. And I go after him directly on Twitter. I absolutely go right at him on his Twitter throat. I hit him there because I mean he did one he took one verse out of Revelation so far out of context when he basically accused Donald Trump by way of a verse out of Revelations of being the Antichrist. 42 months of peace. And I just went bananas. Okay. But these Christians, supposed Christians that are lefties, Democrats, false prophet types, if they read the same Bible that I read, it's very clear in the Bible that the end times, the Antichrist, the beast, all have something to do with a dragon. They speak of the dragon. Well, who do you think the dragon is, you morons? Gee, dragons. Are they Colombians? No. Are they Italians? No. Dragon is Chinese. Plain and simple. It's in the Bible. Read your Bible. But see, they don't read their Bible. They do a Google search, find something they like, and they post it and try and pretend that they're, you know, it's like when Nancy Pelosi says, well, I'm praying for the president.
Well, which God?
Yeah, I know. And I'm wondering, boy, God must really go, oh, Jesus, she talking again? This, you cannot be that disconnected from God and think that you're praying to him. Because he ain't listening. Okay? He's not listening. I mean, these people, you cannot condone, and I'll give Lou this. He's not an abortionist. I will give him that. Okay? He's not. He's never said that he agreed with abortion. I'll give him that. But Pelosi, you know, she would just soon kill a newborn baby as look at it. She'd do it personally. Anybody that would even talk about this, Kamala Harris, anybody that says that if the baby's going to be born and it's still alive, to let it lay there on the table and die. What the hell are you doing in my legislative houses? You're not the leader of anything. You're scum. Absolute scum. And the abortion thing's very personal with me just because of the fact that I was a bastard child. I was an unwanted baby. But at least my mother, my birth mother, didn't abort me. She could have. Back then it would have been with a coat hanger in a back room somewhere. But the social, I want you to think about the social pressure that she must have felt having a child out of wedlock. And I'll give her that. Okay. So I just have a problem with these people that don't realize in Revelation, when they're talking about the dragon, they're talking about China. They're not talking about Russia. They're not. It's China, folks. And everything that's fallen in place should explain this to you. If you can't see it, I don't know what there's really not much I can do to help you. Russia gate was a distraction away from China. Exactly. China's been the biggest threat all along. Militarily, China would be our biggest adversary. And I'll be honest with you. I think personally that one day Russia and the U.S. will end up fighting China. That's just how I envision it. I could be wrong. I'm sure that somewhere in the audience out there listening of people that are self-appointed theologians, you'll see it differently. That's cool.
Sure.
All right. But I'm sure you'll get schooled,
man. I guarantee you.
I'm such a good student. Yes.
Yes. and you know, it's, I can see the comments now. Okay. I can just see them. And
it's okay. The good comments far outweigh the bad ones.
That's right.
And you people that the listeners out there that jump up when someone takes a shot at me and you defend me, I love you. Thank you. No,
I'm telling you,
it's fantastic.
You know something we've got in my view.
Awesome
audience, right? I mean,
they're family, man. That's our family.
And you know, I was criticized by saying that I feel like our listeners are like family. I feel that like the people who comment or engage with me are like family. And I got, how can I put this carefully? I got,
Why be careful, buddy? Throw it out there. Come on.
Yeah, it has to.
Let's stir the pot. Come on.
No, I can't on this one. Let me just say this. You know, certain people didn't like me saying that and said that, oh, that's a cult. And of course, you know, lawsuits flew. And, that's all we'll say.
Okay. Yeah. Leave that one alone.
Yeah. So anyway,
that was HDS, the Hagman derangement syndrome. It's okay.
You know what? I wouldn't even, put myself at that level. Okay. At that high of a level.
Listen, we have a great audience out there. And I'm going to tell you what, we love every one of you. Like we were talking about before, you know, I have bad days.
Yeah.
You have bad days and our listeners have bad days. But you know what's cool? We text each other, we call each other, we email each other, they email us, I'm emailing back. And you know what? When I get emails, some of the emails I get it's just people wanting to ask somebody a question. Some of them have absolutely nothing to do with the election, politics, or anything. It's like, this is what's happened in my life. Do you think I made the right decision? Well, I am so honored that someone would consider my opinion worth listening to in a matter like that. I'm like, it blows me away. And I'm like,
yeah,
cool. You know why? Because we all need somebody to talk to. We all need somebody. You know, we're in this crazy world right now and people are scared. People are scared. You can feel it. You can sense it. They're scared. They know they're being worked over by the government and they don't know what to do. And I'll tell you right now, I'm in the same boat with you. I don't know exactly what to do because I found out a long time ago, warfare is a day by day thing. It's minute by minute. Okay. You know why? Because we can't gauge anything until we have accurate intel. Okay. Getting accurate intel nowadays is a challenge because our media lies to us. It used to be open source was open source and there was a certain consistency. There was a certain level of trust with the media. That's gone. We don't have that anymore. There's a case where, I was reading where the FBI apparently have stepped in and seized some voting machines somewhere.
There was
Arizona in, was that right? In which county?
Okay. The FBI seized computer equipment at a private residence. And I'm not sure exactly where it was.
You know why you don't know where it is? Because the media isn't talking about it.
Right. Yeah.
This is the problem we face. Okay. The media is complicit and I want to get Donald Trump back in office and I'll tell you why. Those toilets need to be flushed. All right. CNN's up for sale. I wish I had the money. If there's any very wealthy conservative billionaires out there, maybe three or four of you, contact me, Randy Taylor, at HagmanReport.com.
Okay. And he's dead serious, by the way, folks.
I'm dead serious. Okay. Contact me because I'll tell you right now, I can be the Roger Ayers, or Ailes, whatever his name was, of Fox News. I'll be happy to take CNN, clean that building top to bottom. And put out what should be a news station. And I'm not talking about being a conservative outlet. I'm talking about news like it used to be. I'm talking about actual journalism where we tell you what's going on. You draw your conclusions.
Wouldn't that be refreshing?
Wouldn't that be something? Well, that'd be a blast from the past.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be Roger in the fact that I'd be, you know, getting all the girls to come up and show me the upper thigh. You know, to give them a position in the newscast, I would do it in the dedication that man had to making Fox a forefront and a front runner in the 24-hour media blitz that was happening. Okay. I just, And I'm serious on that. I would love to see CNN fall into the right hands. We need something. We need some media out there. And OANN or whatever it is, that's cool, but it's not everywhere. You know, a lot of times you can't pull that on cable anywhere.
That's true. And Newsmax is out there as well. However, you got to be careful. But go ahead.
But they don't come like with your basic right. Cable and I told you before, yeah, and people know that I spend a portion of my life in Canada and in the United States. And I'll tell you right now, if you take out a cable package up north in Canada, Fox isn't part of the normal package. CNN is. That comes free with any cable package. Okay. And all the media outlets in Canada feed off of what CNN says.
Right.
Fact. Okay. In fact, if you go online and you pull up the Communist News Network up there, okay, and CBC and all, there is no evidence whatsoever of any election fraud. This is some crazy thing that Trump, I'm serious, go on, but you got to go online to see this. All right. Part of that is because Trudeau up there gave the media company $600 million. A donation from the federal government. And ever since they've done that, it is absolutely, there's only one or two outlets, and they're printed outlets that have a little bit of an online presence that will even challenge them. None of the major networks up there will challenge Justin Trudeau in any way, shape, or form. Whatever he says is gospel. And what I really, this is one of the reasons why I really want to see this whole Dominion thing thrown out into the public to where everybody understands it. And I don't care if we have to ram it down the throats of the left to where they finally scream in compliance. Yes, there was cheating. Okay. Because those machines are what they use in Canada.
I've seen that.
They use them. They use them. In fact, the corporate office up there in Toronto is on the same floor with numerous Liberal Party offices.
I think I saw that on CBS.
Of Canada. Yes. Yes.
CBC.
That explains how that little, how Castro's illegitimate son, don't laugh at me. Castro's illegitimate son.
Who are we referring to?
Okay. Justin Trudeau. Yeah, I know that'll get us kicked off somewhere. But that'll explain how he became prime minister in this last election. Because I'll tell you the truth, the Andrew Scheer guy was doing fine. Okay? There's no way that Trudeau won. It's like Biden winning. There's just no way. Okay? There's a lot of liberals in Canada. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of them up there. But I'm telling you, Dominion put them in office. Now, you didn't also know this. A lot of people don't know that. Hillary Clinton is a distant cousin of Justin Trudeau.
You don't say.
Well, just that's what fell out of the toilet when we opened the lid.
No.
Yeah. And
come on.
And then there was that deal with Trudeau.
Man.
Yep. Then a Trudeau out there at that Aga Khan's island on his illegal vacation while John Kerry was there. Okay. And we don't know who the other politicians were because nobody's come forward and said it, but they said there were other U.S. politicians there.
That's right.
I'm telling you, people, this cancer is deep. It is so deep that even Republicans, and I want you to think about this, even Republicans are afraid to speak up.
Hold on. Republicans are afraid to speak up. It was stated in one of the morning shows in Georgia. Now, I think it's John Frederick's, show that, as you said, the Republican Party down there, the Republican state legislature and the Senate and the House will not sign the petition to decertify the hold another session, special session, because there were threats. But this brings up another issue. What, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days ago? Kemp's daughter, Governor Kemp of Georgia.
Her boyfriend
was killed in a car wreck. Now you folks don't know. I don't want to give too much information out of school. Randy Taylor is a absolute one of the best investigators I know. All right. When you look at the car wreck photos, and I've gone to countless, I don't know, and I've both in the insurance, from an insurance claims aspect to a different aspect, I've never seen, with the exception of a commercial tanker truck, I've never seen three cars destroyed by fire like I did this wreck. Now, my question to you, Randy, is, have you, I guess?
No, car fires are very rare, and I'll tell you why. Inside of your gas tank, there's a rubber bladder.
Yep.
Okay, that's why. Now, back in the 70s, like 74, you could smash into a Pinto, a Ford Pinto, and cause a fire.
Right.
And it was legit. I'll tell you right now, I had years ago, in the middle of the night, a vehicle of mine mysteriously caught on fire. And I mean, it was an Explorer, Ford Explorer, and that thing burnt. It burnt into my driveway. Almost caught the house.
I saw pictures of that.
And it was deemed that this, first of all, somebody tried to say, well, it was the cruise control switch. The funny thing was, the same night, another vehicle identical to mine, absolutely identical down to the color, everything, was set on fire and burnt to the ground. So I don't know if they got the wrong house or what, but here's my point. That thing burnt to where the wheels cooked into the concrete. The engine block actually burned into the concrete. I had a full tank of gas and it never ignited. There's a rubber bladder inside that tank. When the fireman showed up, I had tried to roll the car. It was on fire. I was going to try and roll it down the driveway. He said, don't worry about it. He goes, it'll never blow. I said, it's full tank of gas. He goes, man, he explained it. He sat there and they put the fire out and everything. But the point is, those vehicles that were in that crash were destroyed.
I think we might have a picture of that too. I'm not sure.
That is uncanny.
Yeah.
That was a message. We're not playing games here. I'm telling you. The bad guys aren't playing games. You remember how many people died after Kennedy's assassination? How many witnesses?
Oh yeah.
Died, suicide, fell out of moving cars, you know, overdoses.
Yeah.
We're human life. When you're talking about having control of the most powerful country on earth, human life is nothing to the bad guys. That's not sacred. And we're in a thing here, and I'll tell you right now, the Chinese are in it to win it. And they know that the United States is truly, really and truly their only adversary. They don't sit there and try and steal technology from the Russians. They don't try and steal technology from these other, Australia or the UK. They always try and steal our military technology. They're hacking into our systems. The United States is king. They know it, and they want to own that castle. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a fight for the country, for the very foundations of the country. I'm telling you, people don't understand how serious this is. This is serious. And I know Donald Trump, President Trump, understands this.
I am just waiting to see what happens between now and the 20th and whatever he does, since this man has not made a decision yet, government-wise, that I disapprove of. Okay? Now, I don't like what he says all the time, but that's Donald Trump. That's the way it is. But he's playing three-dimensional chess while everybody else is playing checkers. Okay? This guy's sharp, and I back him up 100%. And if he said be out in the street tomorrow at 7 a.m., loaded and ready to go, I'll be out there at 6:45, loaded, ready to go.
Do you think he will? And that's a question that we're going to get, I'm sure. Do you think?
I don't think he'll put it on the citizens. I think that he would bring the military in first.
Okay.
I really do. If he called for the citizens, it'd be a bloodbath. So I don't think he'd do that. He loves this country. What man would work? I mean, he's done accomplished so much in his life. What man would work 24 hours a day like this guy does? Okay. For free. Okay, this is not a joke. This isn't something to do. The man loves his country. And if people can't see that, I don't know what to say. But it's about the United States itself. It's about our principles. It's about the way we do things. And the foundation of this country are free and accurate elections. That's plain and simple. That's it. And that right now is under fire. This has to be resolved. That's why I say that there's going to be something drastic between now and the 20th. I don't know what it is. I mean, I don't know. We're seeing the military brought back home.
Yes, we are.
So there's certain things. What I would watch is watch where the U.S. fleets are, where our naval fleets are. Something's going to happen. I don't know what, but I haven't given up. I just don't think that this is going to get turned over to Biden. I just can't see Biden and Kamala Harris in the White House. I have trouble with it. It's not there. It's not registering. It's not even something I can imagine. I you know how you can imagine anything. I can imagine a lot of things. Okay.
Not that. Yeah.
But that one, I just can't. Like wrap my head around it. I don't know. But we have to get Trump in if we're going to fix this mess. And I'll tell you why. If Trump isn't in, this whole thing about elections is going to get washed away. This becomes Hunter Biden's laptop. There will be no investigations into anything. I'm telling you, it'll be business as usual. The same crap we've been looking at for years. And the scary part is we're seeing all this, and it makes you, now you go back and you think, wow, what, how much of what we've seen has been real, accurate, that, you know what I mean? How much of it was played? It's just nuts when you start looking at it. It's just crazy. And I never thought in a million years that we'd be sitting here today having this discussion. I
didn't think so either.
I just can't see it. And what happens in our country is going to dictate what happens in other countries. I saw this thing here from Pompeo today on Twitter. It says, Venezuela's electoral fraud has already been committed. The results announced by the illegitimate Maduro regime will not reflect the will of the Venezuelan people. What's happening today is a fraud and a sham, not an election. Gee, that sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
This is a banana republic, you know what I mean? So far in the toilet that they're below the ring in the toilet. And I'm looking and I'm going, that's sounds an awful lot like our country. That's scary. We're supposed to be the beacon of freedom and everything good in the world. And we're losing our place. If you look, there's been a systematic dismantling of sovereignties around the world, not just in the Middle East. We've discussed that before. The Arab Spring, well, it sprung. And a lot of people that would have objections to a one-world government were immediately pulled out. Gaddafi, Saddam Hussein,
yep.
Mubarak in Egypt. These were people that would have never went along with a one world government. Now, here's one that's closer to home for people to understand. Do you remember how powerful Britain used to be?
The sun never set on the British Empire.
Absolutely. Absolutely a beacon out there. Now, a lot of people objected to it because they were in countries maybe they shouldn't have been in, and Hong Kong and all of it. But let's put all that aside. They used to really have their act together. Now look at them. They're pathetic. They're pathetic.
Yeah, I
and totally agree. And we have many, many listeners of our listeners live in the UK.
Yep.
And we love you guys. I get emails from them. We're all over the place. I get emails from all over the world. But the UK is not what it used to be. I'm not going to bring France into it because France was always kind of a, I don't know, they used to get slapped around like kind of like one of those little birdies in a badminton game. You know, one thing I will say for them, when it came time to crack down on Al Qaeda and all, their security services were pretty serious.
France, or the UK?
France.
All right.
Because they were tough, but I think a lot of that was because of their Algeria holdings.
True. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they did. They didn't play. But now you get into the France, you get into certain suburbs in the city and all, they burn it at will. The Muslims are bananas in the streets. It don't matter. All the killings we're seeing, you know, just because somebody pokes fun at Muhammad, and next thing you know, they're getting their liver cut out or their head cut off. So France, you know, and France was never a world power. You have to really, seriously, they might have been cheerleaders for the world powers, but they were never really a world power. Everybody at one time or another has had to bail France's ass out. Okay. They talked a good show, but they could never really make it happen. The toughest French people ever in the world were the French resistance. Serious. That was it. Outside of that, you know.
Yeah,
but the UK was a formidable ally. Okay. But they've lost their way. Look at what's going on. Look at their mayor, Sadiq.
Yeah, I think you were right the first time.
Sadiq. He keeps piping up about how Biden's going to bring back, you know, this. If Sadiq gets up there and says that Biden's the choice, he's the man, you know, you screwed up.
Yeah.
Okay. This Sadiq guy, okay, he should be doing time somewhere. He has sold England out. London, he has sold them out. And unfortunately, what happens in London happens all over England. That's just the way it is. Sadiq, bad. Okay. You say orange man bad, and Sadiq, it's brown man bad. Okay. He sucks. He's been a detriment to England. What I'm afraid of is when the Queen finally dies, what is going to happen to the UK? That's what scares me. What's going to happen to the UK? Anybody with any testicles in the UK, I mean, you got Boris Johnson, but I'll be honest with you, the boy flip-flops too much.
Yes. Now, you're looking at this through this globalist agenda, just to be clear for people.
Yes. I used to pray about this. I was hoping that at the end of 2020, this would be the lineup. Trump, President of the United States.
Right.
Andrew Scheer, Prime Minister of Canada. Boris Johnson, Prime Minister of the UK.
All to avoid, and they're all, they would be all nationalists, obviously.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. And people that believe in their sovereignty and that absolutely acknowledge that there's nothing wrong with being a nationalist, loving your country and defending it. There's so many people around the world that wish that their prime ministers and their leaders fought as hard for their countries as Donald Trump fights for America. I hear this all the time. You can disagree with Donald Trump, but I'll even have a lefty tell me at least he fights for what he believes in. He doesn't tuck his tail and go crawling in the corner like these people all over the world. You people don't understand. You're watching the destruction of sovereignty worldwide. This, if you know, you used to be a conspiracy theorist if you said the world, New World Order, if you said that phrase.
Right.
New World Order. You know, then automatically you had a tinfoil hat on and you were an Alex Jones fan. And you know what I mean? It was, you were a conspiracy theorist. Now, they use the words globalist. They talk openly about what they're going to do. Look, go to the UN website. They've got the plans for the world for 2030.
The World Economic Forum. The
Absolutely. You know, and somehow, and somehow we mixed immigration with climate change.
Oh, yeah.
What? How did they come up with that? Well, here, climate change, the population, they are pouring. They want to pour tons of people, third world toilets, into Western civilization. And somehow that's supposed to help with climate change. I'm not really sure. Is there going to be less farts in Africa? I don't know. Okay. Less methane. Maybe that's what it is. But I'm trying to put those all together. And then my other thing is, if COVID-19 is so deadly, right about now, there should be like no people in the African continent. Right? Because I tell you right now, they ain't living 6 feet apart. I don't see any masks. How come they're doing okay? Or is there something going on there we don't know about? You see what I'm saying? That's the fallacy of this COVID-19. And Kamala Harris said that COVID-19 specifically jumps out of the jar and kills black people. I'm a little fuzzy there too. Because if that's true, Kamala, there should be no black people left on the African continent.
And that applies to the homeless here in this country as well, living in similar standards of, you know, poverty.
But if they're so concerned about the homeless, you go and you look at the pictures. Mm-hmm. I do it all the time from California, the Democratic stronghold, Democrat stronghold in the United States, California. Mm-hmm. If you're so concerned, I have a couple questions. What are you doing about those people living in the street? And secondly, why do you want to open the borders and have people piling in here if we have this huge international crisis? You see what I'm saying? They kick themselves in their own testes.
Yes.
They don't. They absolutely fall down on their own. I don't know, gospel. You know what they don't practice what they preach. You know, they tell you stay at home, and then they go out and eat in a restaurant.
Oh, Austin, you know? Mayor going to Cabo. You know, and you saw the video of the woman in Los Angeles with Garcetti. I mean, absolute destruction. And the despair of these people, how can people not see that this is a war against the, you and I, the middle class, the people that, you know, we live paycheck to paycheck.
I don't know. I don't get it. And the shutdowns are crap. You know, and I had to double check and vet this to make sure it was true, but you couldn't buy more than a 7-pound turkey in California going into Thanksgiving, because if it was more than 7 pounds, then it meant you were going to have people at your house.
So, I saw that and I saw the reaction. Well, I'll just buy 2 7-pound. But how in the hell?
But that thought process, what kind of thought process is that? Listen, you can't tell people that they can't go see their family. You can't do that. You have people dying in hospitals, okay, of COVID and other natural causes.
Yep.
That there's nobody at their bedside. I'm sorry, that's wrong.
But who's responsible for that? You know, the left says it's Donald Trump's fault.
No. It's these ass clowns like that Cuomo or whatever up there in New York. That guy.
Yeah.
That guy.
Absolutely.
That guy's evil. That man is evil.
Did you happen to see, speaking of Cuomo, did you happen to see the little comedy skit with Fauci that he did? You know, you want to be De Niro or Pacino? Did you happen to see that little
No, but I saw something that, yeah, that they thought that they were like De Niro and Pacino.
Right. Yeah.
I just, you know what? It's not a joke.
No, it's not.
That Como and that gay boy brother is, it's on CNN.
Fredo.
These people are dangerous. Okay. Yeah. And please, anybody that thinks that Fredo had COVID-19 back when it first came out, that was all for show. Okay. He didn't have COVID-19. And I think we proved that in more than one instance. Okay. And if he had COVID-19, then why was he working out at the gym? Help me out with that. All right. These people lie constantly. Como, somebody said something about giving him sort of award or Nobel Prize or something. For what? For murder? I mean, he basically killed elderly people. He set them up to die. If that isn't evil, I don't know what you would call evil. That is no different than Hitler putting people in concentration camps and killing them. I mean, they sent military ships up there to help. He had all the resources that he needed. And if he says he didn't, he's a liar, and I'm calling him to his face. You're a liar. He had the resources he needed to do this right. And then for that son of a gun to sit there and criticize President Trump, like Trump invented the disease, for how he handled it, is a complete farce. Complete farce. The answer to COVID is not hiding from it. You have a disease that has a 99% survival rate. Stop and think about that. You have a better survival rate than you do with influenza. Realistically.
Yeah.
Stop and think about it. But
the flu, but the influenza, Randy, we don't have it anymore. Have you noticed that?
I noticed that, and suicides are at zero. Yeah, it's wonderful. This is the new catch-all disease, I guess.
Well, that's about money, but yeah. I mean, it is. Yeah.
I saw something on Fox just before when I was prepping for the show. I saw something on Fox about false numbers, COVID numbers.
Yes.
Well, we've known ever since the word go that there's false COVID numbers. We know that for the simple reason. I know a lot of people. Doug knows a lot of people. I know of one person that has COVID, and literally, and it sounds funny, it's a friend of a friend. I don't even know him firsthand. I don't know anybody. Do you know if I want to go to the emergency room, I can walk right in there. Serious. I asked to have x-rays done. I'm not going to get into details. I asked to have x-rays done. Do you want to go to the hospital? I said, no. No. Just in case somebody recognizes me and wants to inject me with something. No. But the point is, I could go walk right in there. We're being lied to. This entire COVID thing, and don't get me wrong, people have got COVID, people have died from it. I'm sorry. I hope you were right with God. I think diseases kill people. People die in car accidents every day. People die in drive-by shootings. Just look at Chicago. I think they probably have more people die in Chicago from gunfire than we do nationwide from COVID. But the point is, I know it's a disease and I know it kills people.
Right.
I know it's really targeting the elderly, but people, they have taken advantage of something and weaponized it. This has been weaponized.
And the response has been both the virus and the response has been weaponized. This is my personal view.
It is. And I see nurses on social media that, you know, I was there when they, you know, put your mask on, because I was there and held their hand while they died. Well, if you're in an emergency room nurse or you work in ICU, chances are you're going to see a lot of people die.
Oh, yes.
And if it happened to be from COVID, that's just one of many things. But the guy that died in your ER because of that car accident, I'm pretty sure when you left, you probably got in your car and drove home. Mm. I didn't hear you screaming at Ford or Chevrolet or anybody for having cars. Gunshot wounds. You see what I'm saying? They've weaponized this thing, and they've actually, the confusion in the medical community, in my opinion, comes from they don't know how to fight it. I think that's where the confusion is with them, and why at any time the medical community is faced with the unknown, they panic. It's, I'm sorry, it's just the way it is. Okay. Because everybody looks to them for answers. And I think that's what we have here. And now they're this super vaccine and whatever the name, you know, they're bringing the vaccine out. Don't come to me thinking I'm going to be the first one getting a vaccine. I will be absolutely the last one. And if I had to get the vaccine, it's only so I can buy a loaf of bread so you don't ostracize me to where I'm going to starve to death like it's the mark of the beast or something. Okay. But if I'm going to have somebody give me a shot of something, okay, I want to see at least 250,000 people before me getting the shot and giving me a good survival rate on it, because that scares me when they produced a vaccine this quick. That scares me. That just flat ass scares
me. And they've got immunity. Of course, everyone knows they've got these vaccine comes. They've got immunity from any side effects. Of course, one of the issues is now potential sterility. Especially
of women. Yes. They're trying to shoot that down.
Of course.
That was a claim by a former head of research at Pfizer.
Right. And there's four companies going on here. So there's four different things.
Well, he had the guts to say it out loud, and they are doing everything in their power to destroy that. Let me tell you something else, folks. I know everybody says Google it.
Mm.
Let me tell you, Google is part of the same problem with the Zuckerbergs, the Soros, and the Gates.
Yes.
They are, in fact, manipulating history. They're changing historical facts. One of the things I know they changed, and we had this discussion because I've always said that the hijab was a cultural thing and not a religious thing.
And that's where I learned that from Randy Taylor. I just want to let people know. I was educated on that fact in the very early days by that man.
Yes. They said that, and Islam's always been shoved down our throats as a religious thing, when in fact it's more political and cultural. But they always say, well, it says in the Quran to cover your head. And it doesn't say that in the Quran. Says cover thy bosom. However, as of about 4 years ago, I went and started researching Google again on that exact phrase. And they actually have in there, and they've gone to sites that would claim that, and they're actually claiming that that is in the Quran now, okay, to cover thy bosom and thy head. It's not what it says in the Quran. Now, in the Google Quran, that might be what it says. But this is just another, folks, I encourage you, if you have books in the house, history books, keep them. Can't change a history book. I collect them. I collect books. And I'll tell you why. One day I'm going to be gone. And my children and grandchildren, I want them to know the truth. Okay, so I've vetted the books, and if they're truthful, I've kept them. And I will continue to keep them, because the electronic device that you're watching me on right now can be altered. And they're doing it. And they're altering it according to need. The U.S. and different sections in the U.S., Google will tell you one thing. Over here, it'll say another. Google's part of the problem. For a long time, I wondered if Google was perhaps the beast they spoke of in the Bible. because whatever it is, the beast is going to speak out directly against the Lord. Now, someone has to be pretty powerful to speak out directly against what God says. And I'm thinking, who could get away with that? I don't know. Google it. Because Google is gospel now to most people. All I'm giving you is I'm giving you a cautionary tale.
That's why I always say, do not ever tell me to Google anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. First of all, it's not a verb. Second of all, I'll just stop there.
Yeah, but the point is that history's being changed right before your eyes. You can go back and be careful with like the Wikipedias.
Yep.
Okay. Wikipedia is good for one of many sources. If you're doing research work, and ultimately, inevitably, you will end up on a Wikipedia page. Okay. And it's good for certain things, but please don't take that page and the information on it for face value.
No.
Because I can go in right now and change Wikipedia.
And it happens every single minute of every day where people are changing the information.
Yep. I used to go in because years ago when we were really pounding on Al-Qaeda, they put up some pretty nasty things about my friend Doug and our organization. And I actually went in and spent, I don't know, a full day editing the page that was against us. And somebody from Wikipedia came back and said, you know, how do you know, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I'm part of this organization. I said, what proof do you need? I'll be happy to send it to you. And I did so. And we made the changes and they stuck. But the point was, any clown could go in there and put whatever they wanted about us. And at the time, we were not popular with Muslim groups and even some government organizations and certainly other people. So it was a battle. I mean, they were flat slandering my friend. And, you know, I'm not going to stand around. You're a friend of mine. You know, if you say it about him, you're going to say it about me. And that's just all there is to it. And we'll go to war over it. But I'm just telling you, in the digital age, please be careful. Don't come back at me with an argument off something you got off Wikipedia. You're going to have to do better than that. Okay. And every now and then there's little email arguments with certain people who send certain things in. And a lot of times I'll fire back and ask them to source it. And if they come back with Wikipedia, I'm not going to sit down and talk to you. And I'm not, the conversation's done. It's over.
That's right.
In fact, back in the day, Wikipedia was forbidden basically as a source with any kind of government stuff, anything we were doing in the fight against terrorists.
And
rightfully so.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And I understand that, but that stance softened. The world really changed in the United States when Barack Hussein Obama was allowed to be in office. Things really changed for the worse.
Oh, yeah.
And the sad part is so many people don't realize what a destructive person he is and that he would like to see nothing better than the United States brought to its knees. He is so anti-US, it's disgusting. It's disgusting. And if you can't see that, then you're blind. And the fact that the left worships this asshat should tell you everything you need to know about the left. If that's who they emulate, they're not American. They're not pro-America. They're not pro-democracy. No. No. None. And you go back and you really start going through this guy's presidency, he was a real piece of garbage. And when he left office, we were hoping it would be over. But it's not. He keeps poisoning the drink. He is. He's ladies and gentlemen, he's pissing in the punch bowl every day. Every day.
That's a good way to put it.
Well, it is. He is. He's absolutely un-American. Anybody that, and when they talk about, well, he was so classy and his wife was, and then the ones that say that Michelle Obama is better, you know, a much better first lady than Melania Trump. What are you, high?
Give me a break.
Are you kidding me? She might be a better football player. Okay.
Have lunch on me, school children, Barack, Michael.
Man, I'm like,
but to your point, though, about Barack Obama, people may not know this, and I want people to really understand that he's never gone away. And we mentioned Zuckerberg early on. Well, folks, in addition to Facebook, in addition to the 400 million, Zuckerberg has an organization called the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative. Chan, isn't that interesting? His wife is Vietnamese, but of Chinese descent, obviously. But
you're kidding. Surely you jest.
Oh, I don't. But it gets even better. Oh, wait. It gets even better because, see, back in 2008, Barack Hussein Obama's campaign manager, David Floof, Obama's campaign manager. In 2011 to 2013, he joined Obama as a advisor to the president. In fact, he became senior advisor to the president. But now, so the ties to Obama and David Floof is now, in addition to being Obama's good friend and former senior policy advisor, was hired by the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative, which does, philanthropic things. So you can see the incestuous nature between Obama, Chan, Zuckerberg.
And who else? Clinton.
Clinton. Actually, that does tangentially Clinton, as well as Bush, George Bush, George W. Bush.
The inheritor of daddy's files.
Yeah, exactly. So, when you have David Floof working for Zuckerberg and working for the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative, and you've got this incestuous relationship, and remember, get out the vote. Okay. Get out the vote. That came into play this election when you had the Zuckerberg 400 million funneled into these various areas, and even our own Pennsylvania Secretary of State, Boakvor, signed a, this goes back to the Hava Act, but nonetheless, in Philadelphia, Delaware County and such, the get out the vote was used. Well, let me state this differently. Get out the vote was given access to the Pennsylvania voter database.
Yeah, I saw that.
Think about that for a second.
Yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Zuckerberg gave $10 million to Philadelphia, $2 million to Delaware County, bought the drop boxes, no security. The security, by the way, was the security cameras operated off of solar power in Pennsylvania. Yeah, good luck with that. And you, what happened? You'd expect what would happen. Well, half of the drop boxes in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, the video security ran on solar power and didn't work at night. So you can see how all of this fits together, which is why, and I'll end it with this and kick it back to you, which is why I believe that we need to, that everyone should take a look at, go to HagmanReport.com and take a look at the Texas lawsuit. And we were going to play a video, but I think we'll just can that.
Go ahead.
We're out of time, I think, almost out of time. But, okay. Well, maybe two minutes of it, I guess.
Yeah.
The Texas lawsuit, I just want to just clarify this. The Texas lawsuit is a big deal. Texas versus Pennsylvania, four states. It's on HagmanReport.com. In fact, the video actually I was thinking of, I didn't send to you. But there is the state of Texas lawsuit filed in the Supreme Court. Yeah, I do have that video. The question, on Lou Dobbs last night, he had Stephen Miller on as a guest. Stephen Miller representing the rhino elite. And Dobbs just went off on him and said, where in the hell are you? You know, it was classic. If we can play it, just 2 minutes here because we've got a few minutes. Go ahead and play that. Okay. He's getting it ready. Eric the Tech. Glad to have him back. Eric the Tech's back. You can see this? Eric the Tech's back. So, and Randy Taylor, folks, my co-host and colleague with me. Okay, here it is.
The victor in Arizona. Those three states, those three corrections, that alone gives Donald Trump 4 more years in the White House.
The president in Valdosta asked for a hero to step up here because there are very few people who have stood up. Whether it's in state legislatures, whether it's in law enforcement, whether it's the attorney general. Senator Ted Cruz just stood up, offering to argue the case for the president and for free and fair elections and against unlawful elections, fraudulent elections before the Supreme Court. Your reaction to his offer, which seems propitious and extraordinarily valuable to the president's interests.
Yes, well, we salute the courage of Senator Cruz. And you're right, heroes do need to step up. And that means heroes in our state legislatures need to step up. In the state of Georgia, we need signature matching. We need signature verification. This ludicrous consent decree, this illegal consent decree that wiped away signature verification requirements, that was entered into, by the way, with the same law firm, Perkins Coie, that brought us the Fusion GPS disaster. That needs to be voided, we need to have signature matching.
Let me raise my hand. We know about Perkins Coie. You know about it. So does the RNC. So does every PAC in the country, every Republican donor. But they ignore everything they do. Mark Elias, why don't you guys put together $500 million and go hire him and get him out of your way? It's extraordinary. The president warns for months and months and months about mail-in ballots and the potential for fraud, and the Republicans do nothing, Steve.
Nothing.
Nothing.
It's an outrage.
What's wrong? What's wrong?
Okay, go to the next one if you can, because that kind of ended in these were posted on Twitter, so that kind of ended in an awkward place if you can, because Lou Dobbs just went nuclear.
And good for him.
Exactly. Stephen Miller, to me, represents everything that is wrong. Where in the hell is the backup for Donald Trump? It's us. It's not them. We're the backup. But, you know, the people who get paid to be the backup are AWOL. Do we have a second one?
They deserted him.
And here it is. It continues, I believe.
Do nothing, Stephen. Nothing.
It's an outrage.
What's wrong? What's wrong with the Republican Party?
Where is the outrage?
It's really on the
tens of millions of ballots.
Where the hell are the Republicans?
No signature checks.
Where the hell are the Republicans?
You're right.
Where are they?
Tens of millions of ballots nationwide. No signature checks. No citizenship checks. No residency checks. No age checks. No criminal record checks. Not even checking if you're alive or dead. Are we a third world country? Are we a banana republic? What has it come to? If
did
you count
ever,
only legal ballots from U.S. citizens,
let me tell you what
this
it's come
president
to.
Gets 4 more years.
Let me, and you know, from your lips to God's ears, the reality is that this president right now is fighting, and let's be straightforward about it. He's fighting all alone, and Ted Cruz has stepped up to say he'll argue before the Supreme Court. Why on God's green earth wouldn't the White House jump on it? Why shouldn't they
accept
it right now?
And I'll just say this one other thing, though. If three state legislatures I just outlined, one correction in Wisconsin.
No, Stephen, I won't let you say it. I'm not going to let you do this. I'm not going to let you do that. I ask a question. You and I, we're reasonably smart and decent fellows. Why don't you answer me? That's all I'm asking here, Stephen. Why don't you guys jump and salute
Ted Cruz? Folks, you can catch that
Yeah. You know, I would watch that entire video.
Yeah.
Dobbs has a point. You're sitting here with all the lip service. We talked about lip service before. That might as well have been Lindsey Graham sitting there with his little candy ass talking about what's wrong, but you're not doing anything about it. Lindsey Graham, all you people have more power than we do, but you're denying the president. You know, folks, thank you for tuning in. Hopefully I'll see you later this week.
You will. Randy Taylor. Folks, Randy Taylor at HagmanReport.com. Any comments, send it to him. Follow him on Twitter at @RandyTaylor_USA, I believe it is.
Yep. Right?
Okay. And Randy, thank you very much. Appreciate you hanging with me.